Good evening, folks. It is Friday, September 12th. This is Michael Collins Piper. I am with you live this evening. I wasn't sure if I was going to be here on the air, but I am pleased to be. And, well, welcome aboard. A few items I want to chat about here, and then we'll go to the phones. I just read a biography today, a very brief and friendly biography of Sarah Palin. I didn't read the whole thing. I skimmed through it. You know, folks, I have to say, you know, I admire this woman, but I detest her firm and fervent pro-Zionist stands. She's a real interesting character, and I think she is programmed, along with her running mate, John McCain, to win the general election. You should see the glowing portrait of her that is continuously being painted in the liberal Washington Post. It's as though the message is out there that, hey, this is our girl. Or maybe I should say this is our woman. We don't want to be called sexist here in the program. She is, I think she's quite an impressive candidate. And I want to tell you something. My liberal Democratic friends, and I have many liberal Democratic friends, they are absolutely squirming over this woman. And I've said to them, hey, look, I told you all along, the Jews, this is me talking to my friends, I've said to them all along, I said, hey, look, the Jews are backing McCain, the Jews will never trust Obama, they're never going to let him near the White House, maybe they'll let him in to sweep the floor, but that's all. Now, this is what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, what I told you all along, and a lot of people didn't believe me. I was telling people all along that the Jews didn't trust Hillary Clinton, and that's why they were building up Barack Obama to knock her down. Well, that Obama got the nomination, and now the great spotlight is turning on to John McCain and Sarah Palin. Now, bear in mind, this week in American Free Press, I have an article highly critical of Sarah Palin. But, you know, I'm realistic enough to be able to step back and look at her and recognize the fact that she does have something. I was talking to some of the ladies that work at the American Free Press office, and I asked them their opinion of her, and they're mightily impressed with her. I was curious as to their point of view as women and working women. And they're impressed with Sarah Palin. There are a lot of people impressed with Sarah Palin. That's why the Democrats are squirming. And I detect, even in some of my friends, they're practically speechless. They just don't know what to say about Sarah Palin. The big shot kosher conservatives in Washington are now saying that Sarah Palin, this is according to the Washington Times, which is the pimp press of Sun Myung-moon, the Korean cult leader, who is actually an intelligence concoction. That's a story in and of itself. The Washington Times is saying that Sarah Palin, whether she gets elected vice president or not, she is going to be she's the new Ronald Reagan. She's the new leader of the conservative movement. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. What can I tell you? All right, we're going to the break, and when we come back, I'm going to slam Abe Foxman, this hookworm that runs the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. He is a hookworm. This guy is a god. I wish somebody would get some Lysol.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There we go.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Piper here, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Another comment about Sarah Palin. I have a feeling that aside from her, I think she seems to be a pretty decent woman. Bear in mind she is a politician. We have to keep that in mind. She is a politician. But I get a sense of that she is she and her family are pretty decent people. A cut above many of the the political gangsters we have in public life today. I just saw a former congressman and his wife, who I've been acquainted with for some years. I'm not going to name them and get them in trouble by having the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith know that I'm acquainted with them. But that they are actually pretty nice people. Kind of hard to believe they're politicians. But in any case, well, folks, growing up in Pennsylvania, I got to know a lot of people who were Mennonites and quite a few Amish people as well. I went to school with people who came from Mennonite backgrounds, and they are some of the finest people you can find. In fact, I was almost wistful here the other day. There were some Mennonite missionaries here on Capitol Hill handing out DVDs, not DVDs, CDs of inspirational music, and kind of interesting to think that here's Mennonite missionaries operating on Capitol Hill. I guess that is a place where they do need to hear the word of God. But in any case, I had a nice little chat with these young couple, a guy and a girl, very good-looking young couple, very obviously very very devout in their faith. And it was just nice to talk to some nice people in Washington, D.C. The reason why I bring this up, as I say, some of the Mennonites I've known, a woman, when my mother was dying, the lady from the hospice was a Mennonite woman. Just nice people. Just damned nice people. Well, wouldn't you know it? This hookworm, Abe Foxman, is attacking the Mennonites and even the Quakers. Guess what their crime is? When President Ahmadinejad of Iran is coming to New York this month for the opening of the United Nations General Assembly, the Mennonites and the Quakers are holding a dinner reception. And at that dinner, they are going to break bread with Dr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. Well, Abe Foxman just says that's really horrible, and he's attacking the Mennonites and the Quakers. Also, apparently, the Episcopal Church is going to be represented at the dinner. So I'm sure they'll be a Foxman will be shrieking about that. Now, you know, this is just more of the same from these garbage people at the Anti-Defamation League. Going after the Mennonites. My God. Well, you know, I think probably, you know, Foxman would never say this. You know, the Mennonites historically are of German descent, so that's probably one of the reasons why Foxman is so eagerly attacking the Mennonites. He probably sees this as some sort of secret Nazi alliance with the evil Muslims, you know, and, This guy Foxman, you know, I've told the story on the air, and it's worth telling again just because it represents, just tells you a lot about Abe Foxman. I spotted Foxman in a restaurant here in Washington, along with two of his colleagues, apparently from ADL. And after I waited outside the restaurant, after he finished up, and he was coming up the street, and I went up to him. In fact, I even went home and put on a sport coat to look as, you know, professional as possible. And I went up to him in a very friendly way, and I said, "Excuse me, aren't you Mr. Foxman?" And Abe Foxman, and it was Abe Foxman, ladies and gentlemen. If I know an Abe Foxman when I see one, I know him. In any case, I said, "Aren't you Mr. Foxman?" And he said, No, I'm not." And I said, You're not Abe Foxman." He said, No. And practically started running up the street. Why this is interesting is that this guy, Abe Foxman, with his porcine appearance, he is constantly pushing his way in front of television cameras to defame and denounce and declaim against people. Constantly on the attack. I mean, this guy gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror and says, "Oh, my God, who hates the Jews? Everybody hates the Jews. I need to go out and tell the world about it." You know, so here's Mr. Foxman, who loves the limelight, who loves to hold press conferences, who's always issuing press releases. When a plump, pleasant-faced gentleman comes up to him in the street, someone who he doesn't know — that plump, pleasant-faced fellow is me, by the way — comes up to him in the street and greets him in a very friendly way, he runs. He runs away because he's not in control. He's not in control, ladies and gentlemen. He always has to be in control, and that's why he fled from me. People have said, "Well, maybe he recognized you." No, he didn't recognize me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to think that I'm that famous, even infamous, such that even Abe Foxman would recognize my face. Although I'm sure he's seen many videos of me, possibly videos taken inside my home, possibly inside my office. I'm sure he's listened to tape recordings of many of my phone calls. I'm sure there's a substantial file on me at ADL headquarters. More power to them. Hope they enjoy it. But in any case, a complete stranger comes up to him in the street, and he can't even admit who he is. He won't admit that he's Abe Foxman. Which just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said time and time again, these criminals are just old-fashioned bullies. And as I always say, I once was being bullied by someone, and I punched him in the nose. I gave him a bloody nose, and he started crying. And we were friends after that. I'm not particularly a violent person. I've had to throw a few people over the years. Like to grab them by the neck and throw them. That kind of catches people by surprise. But in any case, I'm not one given to violence. I'm a nice fellow, you know what I mean? But this is the problem with bullies. They have to be dealt with. They got to be punched in the nose. They got to be kicked in the belly or in some other sensitive location. You know, because, see, the Jews have always been bullies. That's what Harry Truman said about them, you know? They've always been bullies, and their leaders like Abe Foxman specialize in bullying people. And they get away with it because people say, oh, let the poor Jews have their way. They went through the Holocaust, boo-hoo-hoo. Or people were scared. But the problem is, we can't be afraid of them. We have to stand up to them and say, no, no, Mr. Jewish leader, you're being bad. You must be chastised. You cannot allow these people to do it. You cannot walk in fear of them. You cannot be sensitive to what is the ADL going to say. And I'm afraid Ted Pike, I hate to bring the subject up, but I'm afraid that's exactly what happened with Ted Pike. Rather than seeing what I believe is the logic and the need for an alliance between all anti-Zionist forces on the face of the planet, people of all races, creeds, and colors who choose to stand up against the Zionist bullies. Ted, instead, unfortunately, seems to be more concerned about what the ADL has to say about it. And I think that's a mistake. No, these bullies must be confronted because, it's just, these bullies are setting the stage for the destruction of our world. These are the people who launched the war against Iraq and who've unleashed such massive suffering in that country. These are the people who are setting the stage for the destruction of the world as we know it, and I don't like that. So I do believe we need to stand up to the bullies. We need to let them know we are not going to take it anymore. They are increasingly working to take away our freedoms, trying to deny us freedom of speech, and that's just the beginning. And, you know, someday, unfortunately, they are going to put us in a position where we are going to have to fight back. We will have to adopt measures, safety first measures for ourselves, preemptive measures. The Jews talk about preemptive strikes against Iran. Well, we may have to take preemptive strikes against the organized Jewish power groups in this country that are working so assiduously to take away our freedoms. You know, you can only play Mr. Nice Guy for so long. And, you know, this is what the late Paquita Dashishmaref said. She said, the Jews have no sense of timing and no sense of proportion. And she's right, folks, and that's why the Jews have always gotten in trouble. We're going to the break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain?
Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just dug up this quotation from Harry Truman. This was cited in the Washington Post, July 11th, 2003. This is an entry in his unpublished diary, dated July 21st, 1947. This is Harry Truman, the man who actually recognized the State of Israel. Harry Truman, the beloved President of the United States. He says, "The Jews have no sense of proportion, nor do they have any judgment on world affairs. The Jews, I find, are very, very selfish. They care not how many Estonians, Latvians, Finns, Poles, Yugoslavs, or Greeks get murdered or mistreated as displaced persons, as long as the Jews get special treatment. Yet when they have power, physical, financial, or political, neither Hitler nor Stalin has anything on them for cruelty or mistreatment to the underdog." Oh, that's a good quote. Harry Truman, let me read that last line again. "Yet when they have power, the Jews, that is, physical, financial, or political, neither Hitler nor Stalin has anything on them for cruelty or mistreatment to the underdog." Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Think about that. Well, we have quite a few callers here, and I think we'll go directly to the phones. We have got Bill in Idaho. Bill, come on up. Oh, Bill in Ohio.
Lovely and scenic Ohio, my
friend.
Oh,
Bill. Hey, Bill. Yeah. All right, how you doing?
Could be worse. I could be in Iowa, right, post-flood. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Hey, arguably one of the best shows on radio, Mike. I listened to you a couple of days. It sounded like you were going soft on the tribe. You've come out guns barrel, both barrels blazing, Mike, and it's been nothing but a blast the last couple of weeks.
You thought so, I was going soft.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, the 2 days, and I thought, you know, I'm going to give him another try, and since then I've not been able to listen. So now I'm hooked and I'm addicted. Mike, 3 points to make. You're right. It's time to meet force with force. I think tactics are important. If one starts to tell the truth, one will be defamed in every way, shape, and form. It's never the message they attack. It's always the messenger. So, just word to the wise, people, you will be called anti-Semitic or an anti-Semite for telling the truth. If you are, the easiest and best counter for that is to just respond back, no, you are an anti-Gentile. Or you could just simply say, no, I have plenty of Arab friends. I'm not anti-Semitic. So both of those have worked and served me very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, my friend, the late DeWest Hooker, fascinating man. If people want to know about him, I have a chapter on him in my book, The Judas Ghost. West Hooker was quite a character, and he was totally fearless. And he once told, he was a very wealthy man, he once told me the story. He was living in Italy at the time, and he was in the officers' club in Naples, and sitting there having dinner with some friends. And a Jewish gentleman came in and said, Mr. Hooker, I understand you're anti-Semitic. And West said, no, I am not anti-Semitic. He said, in fact, I love the Arab people. He said, but I do hate the Jews.
The Khazars. I'm anti-Khazar. Yes. Wise man. I like him. Mike, if I could, just 3 points quickly.
Go ahead.
I've looked up everything I could about the Inquisition, and there's a lot of Catholic bashing that goes on, but unfortunately, much of it is misinformation. Anyone, and I would encourage anyone and everyone to look it up, roughly 2,000 to 6,000 people were killed. That's it. That's all. They can find it on the CIA, Mossad, controlled Wikipedia, which is owned by a Zionist named James Wales, who made his fortune as a gay pornographer. And then, now they're trying to control research, but they can find it, Wikipedia. They can find it in the Catholic Encyclopedia. For the most part, the Spanish Inquisition was about the church, that was going after, well, they were trying to suppress various heresies at the time. For the most part, it was very humanely conducted. 150,000 trials, 2% of those, resulted in executions. Most of them, though, were fines and prison sentences. But also, they were putting down, really the Jews, who, Murano Jews, who they claim to be Catholic by day, but in fact were infiltrators and subverters and were Jewish by night.
Yes, exactly. That's something a lot of people were not aware of. Exactly.
Right. So the reality is 2,000 to 6,000 people were killed. That's it. That's all. The other reality is that, Jewish communism and Jewish-sponsored abortion, you're talking hundreds of millions of lives. The British, the Rothschilds controlling Britain and what they've taken part in their colonialism.
Oh, absolutely.
In Ireland, in South Africa, the Boer War, in India. I mean,
the
certainly
British
in Ireland.
The British Museum in London is basically a museum of things that the Rothschilds through their quote-unquote British Empire, stole from the peoples and cultures all over the planet.
My family's Irish, Mike, and a lot of people do not know this. The Irish have been fighting the Zionist Brits for 800 years. In the Proclamation 1625, 300,000 Irish were enslaved. They were sold as slaves to work in the Caribbean colonies, Montserrat, Antigua, and all throughout the Caribbean, women and children. Another 500,000 were slaughtered. Millions later were starved.
Hey, Bill, I have the break coming up here. Let me hold you over for the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting points being made here by Bill. Very interesting points. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There we go. We can make it work.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Piper here. We've got Bill from Ohio. Very interesting points Bill was making about the situation of the Irish and how they were discriminated against by the Jewish-controlled British Empire. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, Mike, again, it was the Proclamation 1625. 300,000 women and children were actually sold as slaves. Another 500,000 men were slaughtered, systematically slaughtered. And that occupation has gone on for 800 years. I mean, there's a shaky truce right now, but they'll fight them another under 800 years if they have to. And really, you know, what that has in common with the Palestinian cause and even the Iraqi cause here is that the presence of the occupying forces. And you know, a lot of people refer to them as terrorists, and the reality is they're just simply calling those that resist the occupation terrorists rather than those that are the occupiers.
You know, I actually met an IRA terrorist one time, and I was very, very proud to meet him and shake his hand.
I would call him a freedom fighter,
yes,
Mike.
Yeah, you're right about that. I wanted to emphasize the word terrorist for the benefit of my friends in the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the potato famine, those kinds of things. Britain exported food to Europe at a profit, and meanwhile, you know, food rotted, and you know, they tried to ban their religion and ban their language, the Gaelic, and ban their culture, and you know, it's a sad,
well, you know,
sad
you
deal.
Know, Bill, my last name is Piper, but that's only because my Irish great grandmother gave her illegitimate son Mr. Piper's name. She was a maid. She was the Irish maid in the Piper household, and she was impregnated by one of the rich boys in the household. And so my grandfather was a bastard son of an Irish maid. In fact, my family name technically is Leash, which is the name of a county in Ireland.
I'll be darned. I'll toast to you then, Irishman.
Exactly.
You got it. Well, Kirby clan here, Kirby and Gillespie, so County Galway is where my family's from. Hey, lastly, I did have something rather interesting that I wanted to share with you. And this is, I'm getting off subject a little bit here.
No, go ahead, whatever.
Okay. Open Mic Friday, right?
Yeah.
Mike, this relates to the war in Iraq and the policy and the planning. I couldn't get on, I think it was two nights ago when you were discussing it. I had a friend that actually had enlisted. He had a midlife crisis at 40 and decided he wanted to go and be part of that. I did everything I could to talk him out of it. Long story short, 1 week left through basic in Fort Knox, I think it was, or close to it. He had bone spurs and had got a discharge.
Thank God.
Yeah, what a shame. Later, though, and it was interesting, he called me about 2 months before the quote-unquote surge and said, Bill, I have, you know, something very interesting to share with you. And I said, well, Jay, what is that? And he said, you know, he said, a buddy of mine who works out of down in Texas, he's in Fort Hood, and that's where all of the heavy equipment, machinery, anything and everything that goes to Iraq goes by way of Fort Hood. He said, Bill, there is a massive buildup. He was concerned about this thing broadening the war with Iran and greater Israel, I should say, Lebanon, Syria, Libya, all of Israel's enemies. And that was his concern. But he said something big is going on right now, and I really can't tell you more than that. But I can tell you that my buddy in Fort Hood just says that there are massive armaments and massive things shipping. And, you know, I want to say, Mike, 10 to 12 weeks later, it was announced this quote-unquote surge. Mike, that had been planned. At no time did they ever consider, shaping down and following the generals. You know, this whole thing was escalate from the get-go. I just thought you might find that
That's very interesting. That just tells it all right there. What a gang of criminals they are. I look forward to the day when we can hang them.
You have a good one, man. And
all right, thanks,
you, okay?
Bill.
See you,
all right, we have Sonny calling from Washington. Sonny. We lost Sonny. Sorry to hear that. She's a very interesting caller. Okay, we have John in Colorado. John, come on up.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I am well, and you?
All righty.
I ran up a few points here that I'd like to get over real quick here.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, Shemites, descendants of Shem. The Philistines, i.e. Palestinians, are primarily descendants of Shem.
Okay.
The original Hebrews were also, back in the time of Jesus Christ and such things as that. So, as for anti-Semite, that would be anti-Shemite.
Okay? Exactly.
So, just a point in passing.
John, are you there? I think we lost John, but I think he...
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I thought we lost you, John, yeah.
Good. Okay, 6 million predates World War II. It comes out of some of their mythology that if they get 6 million of them killed, their Messiah will show up. The next one is royal priesthood versus the Goyim. The Jews are the original master race. Goyim means cattle, subhuman.
Exactly.
Okay, next, the NWO is not just Jewish. It involves the Vatican, the British Empire, i.e. the City of London, the financial district, not the nice, large place where a lot of Londoners live.
Right.
Okay, next one is Hebrews was the original term. Jewish is more recent. The next one is the Holocaust did not per se happen, nor was the killing limited to Jews, nor was it primarily directed at Jews. And it's very odd how there were roughly as many or even more after the war than there were before. So that couldn't possibly be true. The next
Many of the Jews who supposedly died many of the so-called 6 million were actually absorbed into the Soviet Union. A lot of Jews went east and they were absorbed into the Soviet Union. That's what accounts for so many of the facts, so much of the numbers. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where they went to. And then there's also the Ashkenazis, the Khazars, who are not Hebrew, and they are not Shemitic. And they are a large portion of the Zionist lot that has got your current ire up, from what I know.
Next. Well, you know, on that point, I always am compelled to remind people, too, though, that the most hardline elements in Israel today are the Sephardim. And they are the ones who are supposedly of original Middle Eastern origin. So, you know, as this Jewish writer, Hillel Halkin, writing in Commentary Magazine, said, in the end, it doesn't really matter what their background is or isn't, because that's just the way it is. They've decided that this is their deal, and they stole Palestine from the Palestinians, even if they did have a claim on Palestine 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years is 2,000 years.
I agree on that one. During World War II, Theodor Herzl was trying to create Israel, and the Nazis offered to allow a bunch of the Jews to leave because the Jews had declared a boycott of Germany in 1933, which might sound silly today, but the fact is that Germany imported a bunch of its food, and that was actually a serious problem.
Absolutely.
And so the response from Theodor Herzl was he would rather see them as cannon fodder there, because what they wanted to do was create essentially a guilt situation. And for that, you need a human sacrifice.
Yeah,
in addition to that,
you know, that that boycott of Germany, I was telling a friend of mine about that. One of the most intelligent, articulate, very widely traveled, well-educated, one of the most well-educated people I know, speaks multiple languages, had been high-ranking in the military and in military intelligence, very well-read in history. But he never knew either about the Jewish boycott of Germany in 1933 or the subsequent Jewish declaration of support for the Allies. And that gave him a whole new perspective from the standpoint of a military man, in which he came to understand then why the German government took so many of the measures that it did.
Yeah,
it's a simple matter of national security. I mean, you know, homeland security.
One more thing, tying back into the British Empire. During the Opium Wars,
yeah,
the Sassoons had the exclusive franchise on the opium, and they would only employ Jews. You can go look that one up sometime, too.
They were, in fact, the Sassoons were intermarried with the Rothschilds. They're an extension of the Rothschild Empire. That whole business of what was done to the Chinese, again, another little hidden part of history that people don't want to know about.
So, two core points. One is, the Jews have assigned themselves a royal priesthood and were actually among the earlier proponents of being a master race, which
Absolutely.
Is rather ironic up against the Nazis. The other thing is, the current NWO gang is not really Jewish for what it's worth and includes a bunch of other people. And while those are kind of the point men and are there on display, look up, just 1 minute here, because I want to get this. Oh, look up Teutonic Zionism.
Yes, I've heard about that. I don't put too much stock in that, frankly.
Well, I'm not saying that. I don't like Zionists and I don't like Bolsheviks, each for their own reason. And I really don't believe in a master race or a royal priesthood, and I don't feel that any people are cattle or that any of the other people should lord it over them, whatever their excuse is. But among the terminology, just for background sake, et cetera, look up Teutonic Zionism. That is out of Jordan Maxwell's work. And he has spent his life studying the secret societies and the powers that be, those who feel that they rule by divine right over the remainder of us. And I will leave it at that, and thanks for your time.
All right, thanks for calling, John. All right, interesting call. Okay, we have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
I can't talk, Michael.
You can't. I guess we lost Dave. Okay, well, nice to hear from you, if only momentarily. Well, let's go to Illinois. We got Steve in Illinois.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, you can talk, can't you?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Don't disconnect.
All right. I
got something out of the Scotsman. I know it's not Irish, but it was talking about Chicago deaths are higher than Iraq. And it says between Labor Day and Memorial Day this past summer, there were 65 Americans killed in Iraq, and there were 123 killed in Chicago.
Dear God.
I'm trying to get at this endorsement of Obama. That brings up this situation in Florida where they were restoring the rights of thousands of felons to vote. And as they said, they predominantly are going to vote, well, 100 out of 100 are going to vote for your buddy Obama. Now, it's a basic to be able to walk down the street. And I can't do that in my own neighborhood. Go to the store, et cetera. I know the Jews. But what about this endorsement of the blacks? It appears that you people don't want to acknowledge that there's street gangsterism going on. I cannot take the Chicago CTA L train, the blue line into Chicago, from the suburbs because I'll be accosted, and I have been accosted. And you can't do it at night. They had the serious problems over the 4th of July weekend. They had the grand finale for the fireworks down in Chicago. By a Navy pier, and of course, then after that, the blacks came out in waves and gangs. They murdered somebody. Then 2 days later, you know, this was a Chicago Taste of Chicago celebration. They shot somebody else. I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Well, I guess Steve, I'm not quite sure. I mean, do you want to see John McCain in the White House?
Well, no, I'm not registered to vote because I think both of the parties are the same.
Right. I mean, I said this to a friend of mine last evening. We were talking about this. I mean, I personally don't think that our votes really count anyway because literally they are counted out by the computers that are controlled by these Jewish media monopolies. But I believe that John McCain is a very serious threat to my very existence, and somebody who is a threat to my existence, I consider a threat. I don't see Barack Obama as a threat to my existence. Now, I mean, let's be honest, you can't blame Barack Obama for the fact that there are all these criminals in the streets of Chicago.
Well, he's a product of the system. Here's the story. You let him in, presidential orders, clemencies, etc. You honestly believe that the streets are going to be safer. All this time about FBI going after terrorists, you can't walk down the street in Chicago.
Well, I mean, you know, that's unfortunately a colleague of mine at American Free Press, Vince Ryan, he grew up in Detroit. He cannot go to visit his father's grave because there's a massive crime in the cemeteries in Detroit.
Well,
I mean, this is a phenomenon all over the country in the big cities. You know, that's just the way it is. But we won't have the big cities if John McCain gets elected president and carries out these insane wars against Russia and China and North Korea and Iran. And you know, this is I'm not endorsing Obama per se. My view is that he is less of a threat to America than John McCain.
Well, then why do all these criminals, all these ex-felons that get their voting rights restored, why do they get all of the, predominantly, and then wholly back Obama?
Well,
I mean,
you know, what I'm saying here is that
I
don't think you need to worry about that for the simple reason that I don't think he's going to get elected. Number one, precisely because of the fact that he is black, there's a lot of people in this country who are not going to vote for him. Right or wrong, whatever your opinion on that is, there's a lot of people who will not vote for him because he's black, and that includes a lot of Democrats.
Well, and I'm one of those people.
Well, but what I'm saying is he's not. I don't think he's going to win the election. I don't think we need to worry about Obama being elected. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's so evident. As I said at the beginning of the program here, the Washington Post is cheerleading for Sarah Palin. Now, that should give you an indication of what's going on here. This woman is being used to build up John McCain to assure his election to the presidency by the major media in this country. So I don't think you have to worry about Barack Obama, Steve. I really don't think you need to worry about him.
Well, one other point.
I tell you what, why don't you hold, we'll hold you over for the break, Steve. Stay tuned, folks. We are going to our final break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. Months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping up the hour. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, you're going to make a point before we went to the break.
Well, you're talking about the Georgia war. I'm looking at an article here from Financial Times, the Deutschland edition, and they're quoting the Svenska Dagbladet, which is a Swedish daily newspaper. And as you know, Carl Bildt, who was from a famous Swedish military family, advocated control of a Russian invasion. And this article is saying that 80% of all the email traffic goes through Sweden from Russia. I didn't know this. And there's a semi-governmental company. It's called Telia, T-L-I-A, Sonera, S-O-N-E-R-A. And they have, I guess, one of the biggest fiber optic nets, global nets that's around. The point being is that when the military leader, Carl Bildt, says, hey, you got to watch the Russians because of what they're going to pull, and then you see this, that they've been eavesdropping on the mail, then you wonder whether or not there isn't something to this about pan-Slavism, revanchism, all this stuff that they're trying to peddle. You know, I says, hey, you know, maybe these Russians aren't as innocent as Alex Jones makes them out to be. And he goes on their TV show, by the way.
Yeah, I heard he had done an interview on Russian television. Well, I tell you, I don't see the utility of the United States going to war against Russia any more than I saw the utility of the United States going to war against Iraq. And I don't particularly relish the thought of the United States being involved in a war with Russia, because it won't be a cakewalk. Now, John McCain may think it'll be a cakewalk, but I really don't like the idea of Russian nuclear missiles being lobbed here on Washington, because I live here. And right. I want to keep on living.
But I heard that from Khrushchev. I'm older than you. Yeah, last point. You know, you're talking about the weapons and the trainers from Israel. Keep in mind that Germany, Heckler and Koch supplied 230 model rifles, assault rifles, to the Georgians. They also sold them Minden, a minesweeper. Another thing, that they found vehicles with these Israeli rocket launchers on the back, you know, those like Katyusha rockets, and they were welded to the bodies of Mercedes-Benz truck chassis. And as they say, there are no Mercedes-Benz plants in Israel. Everybody's selling them arms, Georgia, that is. I'm not saying it's right, but you know, United States, Israel, Germany, who, God knows who else is selling them this stuff.
Well, Germany is an occupied country anyway. They can't say boo without the approval of the international Jewish elite in league with the United States. So I'm not surprised to hear that the poor Germans are being milked once again by the Jews for their projects elsewhere. So it's all more of the same, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we got to wrap up the hour here. Appreciate your call. Thanks to the other callers who came aboard with us this evening, and apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight. We had a caller calling in from Holland. I would have liked to have gotten him up here tonight. All right, well, we will be here Monday night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen.